John's Gospel, chapter 9, verse number 1. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. And he went his way therefore and washed and came seeing. This is a very familiar text here tonight, and it's been preached. I've read this text, preached from it. I know others have along these lines, this blind man. And it's quite a story here. This man blind and needed healing. And the disciples, of course, they were curious like most folks are, and they're wondering, why is he blind? You know, we always wonder why things happen instead of, we spend more time, a lot of times, on the why it is like it is instead of how we can get out of it. But they figured it had to be because somebody had sinned, certainly, either him or his parents, one, had sinned. But Jesus said, no, this, neither him nor his parents. Amen. So, but anyhow, this man got his healing, and that's the important part. I want to look at something, though, here in verse number 4, and that's what we want to kind of look at, if the Lord will help us to preach a little while tonight. Jesus said here, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. And if the Lord will help us just a little while tonight, I want to preach a little while on working nights. Working nights. Amen. When God created what we have here in this world, God made a day to be a 24-hour period. In that 24-hour period, he divided that, and if you'll just help me here tonight, into two seasons. And if you just bear with me here, amen, two seasons, day and night. Amen. And he made the day for us to work and labor and do what needed to be done. And then he made the night. Now, look, I'm not a psychologist or a doctor, and I'm not that intelligent, but he made the night to sleep and to rest. Can somebody say amen? You know, I know we live in what is called a 24-hour world tonight. I was preaching revival several years ago down around Tampa, Florida, and I've gone through that part of the world in the middle of the night down around Orlando back through there, and never stopped. I don't think we even stopped to get fuel. We just kept riding. Didn't have anything to stop for. But it's a 24-hour-a-day period down there. I mean, it's lights are on, people's busy 24 hours a day. A lot of places are like that. But God really meant for us to rest and sleep at night. You know, in the world we're living in, there are shift work and a lot of these things going on. But this is the way God originally set it up. Now, we know that that's true. Can somebody say, man, I've tried to do a little bit of that night work. I ain't really wild about it. I'd rather work during the daytime. And I tell you, you can sleep a whole lot better at night than you can during the daytime hours. But not only do these terms, day and night, relate as far as to the hours of the day, we realize that. But these terms also explain a spiritual condition that we have talked about, and it's been talked about. It's a spiritual condition day or night in the lives of individuals. It's like that in the lives of a nation. It's like that in the times of a generation of people. Amen. There have been times when people walked in the day. Simply, they walked in the light. And there have been times that generations have walked in darkness. When Jesus came to this world, men were walking in darkness. I mean, the Bible said, amen, it was fulfilled through Christ, that that was prophesied, they that sat in darkness saw a great light, amen, when Christ came by, amen. But these terms, amen, day and night, and we certainly understand that there are a great advantages to working in the daytime. You know, we read throughout history, and there have been times when the world has experienced tremendous revivals, great moves of God. Amen. Right here in our country and throughout the world, there's that time, amen, when the world was experiencing revival called the Great Awakening. And people were getting saved, amen. Saloons were shutting down. I mean, all kind of things were going on. But we're living in a different world, amen. Over the past several years, we have seen, as it were, amen, that light, amen. I remember growing up, amen, just about everybody went to church. I didn't mean everybody lived right, but just about everybody went to church, and it didn't really matter if they were Baptist, Presbyterian, Methodist, Pentecostals, amen. It didn't really matter what denomination they belonged to. There was a certain standard of morality, amen, that was upheld, a certain standards of right that was upheld right here in this country. That's why America was known throughout the world as a Christian nation, amen. A nation that believed in God, loved God, served God, amen. And even, listen, even those in the entertainment world, amen, they realized, amen, they had boundaries they had to work in. They realized as they overstepped themselves, they'd be out of a job, they'd be out of business, amen. But all hasn't time changed as we have seen it. We have watched, amen, as that day of revival and that day of a move of God, amen, has changed in the darkness has fallen upon this land of ours. Who would ever dream that America, amen, this great land, amen, called America, this Christian nation, would ever have been confronted with the idea, amen, of killing an innocent child right from the womb. Amen. There's a time when this nation, that the idea of that would have been so repulsive. Amen. It wouldn't have dared come on. It wouldn't have dared come up for a vote. Amen. But it has. Amen. Now we see it. And now, amen, even our conservative people, amen, in the Congress, in the White House, they're afraid to mess with it. They're afraid to tackle it now. Stay with me here. Amen. You never thought, amen, that there'd be a time in this land called America, amen, that the vulgar, amen, the ungodly, the vile, amen, would hit the streets and march and proclaim, amen, their filth, amen, and demand their right to be recognized. Come on, help me preach a while tonight. Amen. I'll tell you something tonight. Amen. Darkness has fell across not only America, but darkness has fallen across this entire globe. We're living in a dark time, a dark society. Amen. Yes, we are. Amen. It's because, amen, for in many cases, amen, religion has become silent. Doesn't want to buck the system. Doesn't want to say anything. We're living in a dark hour. It's easy to work when it's daytime, but it ain't day no more. It's dark. It's night. Jesus talked about in one parable, amen, this man who had gone to bed, and I've preached from that. This man had gone to bed, and all of a sudden there's a knock at the door. A friend of his come and asked him for bread. And he said, you know, I've already gone to bed, and children, you know, we're already in bed, amen. He said, you know, we're too busy now, we're in bed, amen. The man kept knocking. He said, I need bread. I've got a visitor coming, I need help, amen. And finally, amen, because, amen, that man kept knocking, amen, midnight, he got up, he said, I've got a visitor, it's midnight, I don't have any bread, I need some help, amen. We've preached along those lines, amen, midnight and no bread, amen. But I'll tell you something here, amen, we realize tonight, amen, the time that we're living in, oh, how serious it is, how grave it is, amen, this world that is darkened upon us. Stay with me tonight, amen, hallelujah. We think about, amen, this hour that we've come to, when so much has been said about what has been, the hours that has been, amen, but it's not like that anymore. We can sit and wish, amen. The Apostle Paul talked about a time, amen, when they were being shipwrecked, amen. They were out on the sea, the storm was up, amen. The Bible said there in the book of Acts that they wished for the day. They cast anchors out and they wished for the day. Well, we can do that, but here's the problem that we're at. Here's the hour that we're in. Amen. We can sit around and wish for the day, but I'm going to tell you something. Amen. Day ain't never coming again. Amen. You got to get up of a morning, and when that day comes to an end and that sun goes down, there might be another day, but that day ain't never coming back. That day has ended. And can I tell you, as we look upon this world tonight, amen, the day, amen, that this world has experienced, it's already passed. We are falling into the dark hours. We're falling into the night seasons. Come on here. We're falling into that hour, amen, just before the coming of the Lord, amen. The world is darkened, darkened by sin, darkened by iniquity, darkened by apostasy, darkened, amen, by, amen, a laxity, amen, that's found itself right into the house of God. Amen. A spirit of complacency. Amen. But I want you to know something like this. It's dark. Amen. It's dark. Amen. It's dark. It's dark. Help me, Brother Jonathan. Interpret quick. It's dark. Darkness is falling. Darkness is falling. Amen. One side. Darkness is falling. Amen. Here's the thing now. I want you to understand. It ain't coming back. Amen. They cast out anchors, wish for the day. Day ain't coming. Amen. If you're waiting for things to get better, to have a move of God, you ain't never going to have one. If you're waiting and we can elect a Holy Ghost filled, godly, sanctified a man to sit in the Oval Office, amen, it probably ain't never going to happen. Amen. If you're waiting, amen, for the world, amen, to come running to the church and say we've been wrong about all our sin and we're ready to repent and get it right, it ain't never going to happen. Darkness is falling on this land. Amen. So here we are now. Hear me. Come on, Brother Jonathan, help me out. Amen. As darkness is falling, here's where we're at. Jesus said in this text, amen, give me some light here. Jesus said in this text, amen, I must work the works of him that sent me. Well, if Jesus realized that in his life, amen, how much more is that so in our lives? Amen. I'm telling you, there's work to be done. Jesus said, I must work the words. I'm telling you, friend, we got to work. Amen. The work of God. There's something that needs to be done. But listen to what he said. Amen. He said, while it is day, for the night cometh when no man can work. I don't believe he was insinuating that nothing can be done at night. Amen. But the simple fact of the matter, it's not as easy at night. It becomes more difficult. And the fact of the matter is, less can be accomplished, amen, in the nighttime than it can in the daytime. You know, several years ago, amen, crews, amen, got to working at night. And in some areas of the country where the traffic volume was so heavy during the daytime, they had little choice. I've been down the interstates late at night in high volume areas, amen, and they would be out there trying to pave, and they pave with a quick asphalt that dried quick, that could pack it, and in a few hours move back the barricades and let the traffic go on. Amen. Almost impossible in the daytime, but you can't get as much done at night. Amen. Hear me. I'm sure those crews would rather been at home with their families at night. They'd rather be with their wives and their children in the nighttime. Amen. But they had to get something done. I wish tonight, amen, that a church world could understand. Amen. We could sit and wish for the day. Amen. We could sit and just wish things were better. We could just sit and wish, amen, the atmosphere was better. Amen. But it ain't. Amen. But that does not lessen the fact. I should have me preach a little bit tonight. That does not lessen the fact that work needs to be done. It is a grave time. Amen. And a serious time. Apostle Paul said, perilous time. We're right here, amen, in this perilous time. And I said, if there's ever been a time, amen, we got to work. We got to work now. But work. we're at now. We got to work some nights. We got to work nights. Amen. Stay with me. Amen. In this world that we're living in, it is a 24-hour system we're living in. Just because the sun goes down, amen, that does not mean that the calls for help, amen, stop coming in. Amen. The 911 operators are just as busy, if not more busy, in the night hours as they are in the daytime. You see, heart attack does not know any night, knows any hours. Sickness does not know any hours. Amen. Tragedy does not keep a watch, amen, on. Amen. Turmoil doesn't keep a watch on. I'm telling you, in this world, all things are happening at all hours of the day and all hours of the night. Amen. Amen. When the night comes, amen, nurses and doctors, oh, they'd like to be at home. You go ask anybody that's working a second or third shift, which would you rather have? I know there's some day, oh, I love this third shift work. Amen. I love second shift. Amen. But they are very few to find. Most people tell you, I'd rather be on first. I'd rather go in of the morning, get off, and go home in the afternoon. But listen, amen, they have no choice because, amen, the need is still there. Amen, sick people are still sick. Amen, hear me now. Amen, wars go home as much in the nighttime as they do in the daytime. If you were on the battlefield, amen, just because the sun goes down doesn't mean you lay your weapon down. Amen, and go back somewhere and lay down and go to bed. Amen, the war goes on. Help me preach a little while. Just because the night is falling across this land, it doesn't mean the devil has called a truce and said, we'll start back in the morning. Oh, no. Amen. He's still at it. Amen. I'm telling you, it's time, amen, to do a little night work. Hallelujah. Amen. Please, can't take off in the night. Go home. Amen. The bandits, crooks, thieves are more busy at night than they are in the daytime. They scout in the daytime and they look for something to steal. And then when the night falls, they use that as a cloak. Amen. They slip around in the dark. Amen. Try to get their fingers on what they've spotted during the daytime. Amen. Even the writer, I believe, of Proverbs told us that. Amen. They're trying to go back and pick it up. Amen. So darkness doesn't stop that. Amen. And just because it's got dark, it doesn't mean, amen, that all those things can stop. Hospitals must run. Amen. Prisons must run. Wars must go on. Amen. Police officers must go to work. And I'm telling you, just because it's dark, it doesn't mean the church has, amen, the privilege, amen, to sit down in a padded pew, cross our arms, amen, and just whistle a pretty song and say, well, Jesus is fixing to come. You hear what he said? He said, occupy till I come. Amen. Work, amen, till I get here. And the more closer we get, amen, the more serious it becomes and the more necessary it gets for church to work. Amen. 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 What can be done in the night? What can be done in the night? There's a lot. Amen. Can be done in the night. There's a lot throughout the years that have been done in the night seasons. You realize you reach around there and pick up that old red hymn book. Amen. A lot of those songs have been a blessing to us. Amen. They were not written in the highlights of life. Many of those songs were written in some very dark, troubling times. Amen. Amen. I think about that song, amen, it is well with my soul. Amen. It was, yeah, the sun might have been out when he stood on the deck of that ship and looked out on that water, amen, where his four darling daughters had died. Amen. But I tell you, it was a dark hour, amen, in that man's life. As God began to give him the words of that old song that has been a blessing to countless millions. Amen. It is well. It is well with my soul. Come on here. Amen. Amen. Darkness. What can be done in the darkness? You got to understand, Israel was in Egyptian bondage. And there in that slavery, amen, they wanted out. God sent Moses down. He met with Pharaoh during the daytime. Let my people go. Thus saith the Lord, let my people go. He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it. The plague started falling. Amen. They fell during the night sometimes. Amen. But day come, they would come. Amen. And he'd say, no, I'm not going to let them go. Amen. But there come that last plague. And when that last plague fell, the death of the firstborn. Amen. When that plague came in the middle of the night, it called for Moses and said, get out. The Bible even said they thrust them out in the middle of the night. I'm trying to tell you here, amen, it might be dark, amen, but deliverance can come in the midst of a dark time. God can show up and work in our dark hours. Oh, won't you raise a hand to heaven tonight? They cast out four anchors and wished for the day. I tell you where we are. We better wish that God works in the night. We better hope the Lord will show up in the nighttime. Because it may never get daytime in some of our situations. It may never get light again in our situation without God coming by. Amen. Paul and Silas were in a Philippian jail. They had been beat, her back bloody, busted. Amen. Thrust into the inner prison, chained. Amen. And there they were. And the Bible said, and at midnight, I mean, it's pitch dark. Amen. They're in that. You think they had a lamp on for them? I doubt it. I doubt seriously, amen, in the darkness of that, amen, that dungeon that night, Paul and Silas began to pray. They prayed, amen, until they felt like singing. And then they began to sing. Amen. And I tell you what happened. God showed up in that darkness. Come on here. Amen. And God helped them, amen, to deliver a jailer, amen, that was lost, amen, and bound with sin. Amen. God brought revival in the nighttime. I wish you'd help me here. I'm telling you, amen, it's time, amen, for working some nights. Amen. It ain't gonna get daytime again. America probably never see, amen, revivals like she has in days past. But I'm believing that even in the night, even when the sun is falling, oh, God can send by the Holy Ghost and help us and encourage us in this dark hour. You can't give up just because the sun is set. You can't give up just because it's got hard. You can't give up just because it's got tough. You can't give up just because there doesn't seem to be any hope. Amen. You got to hope anyhow. You got to pray anyhow. You got to believe anyhow. That's what God's looking for. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Amen. Some working nights. Several years ago, amen, right here at the church, amen, I was needing work, needing a job, couldn't find nothing. Finally, I seen an ad in the paper, amen, running a sweeper, driving a sweeper truck at nighttime, going at midnight, amen, to work third shift. Amen, I think it was three nights a week, supposed to do that. I called and went and talked to the folks. They said, yeah, come on. I went on my first night. Man was supposed to be training me. Pitch dark. Amen. While he's training me, amen, we get to the place. And one of the jobs, I found out really what was entailed in the job. You might ride by. You might ride by Lowell sometime way up in the night here in Dunn. That was one of the stops. Amen. See the sweeper truck driving across the yard. But a little more to that. Amen. You don't see them when they're out back behind the building. Amen. It can get kind of spooky behind a building late at night, wee hours of the morning. One shopping center down in Fayetteville, amen, the parking lot was dark. Amen. The guy that was supposed to be training me, he was running the truck. We stopped, opened a bin, and got out a big backpack blower. And he said, if you will, go around to the back. And I had to blow the trash away from the building so the truck could pick it up. Hey, amen. I went back there and began to work. And I tell you, hey, amen, it pitched dark. Hey, amen. Barely could see where you was at. Hey, amen. That's right. It's kind of spooky. Hey, amen. Went down to another place down in Fayetteville. And Fayetteville's not, hey, amen, Fayetteville is not a Canaan land. It can be a dangerous place at nighttime. Hey, amen. I got out again with the blower while he's running the truck. I'm blowing with that blower and it's loud. Hey, amen. Just trying to get the work done. When me, we hours of the morning just wanting to get home. Hey, amen. While I was doing that, all of a sudden, hey, amen, a man just showed up right by my side. Come on here now. Hey, amen. Homeless. Hey, amen. Sleeping down at the end of the building. Hey, amen. Just before I knew it, I didn't know it was even coming up. And I just working. Hey, amen. All of a sudden, he just right in front of me like this. Hey, buddy, he said, you got a cigarette? Hey, amen. I'm telling you. Hey, amen. You see, as we've come to this dark hour, what I'm trying to tell you is this. Hey, amen. It's not convenient to work in the dark time. And I'll give you something else. Hey, amen. It can be dangerous working in the nighttime. Come on, help me preach a while. Hey, amen. But the need is there. Hey, amen. I needed the work. Hey, amen. I had bills to pay. Hey, amen. I didn't have no choice but to work. Hey, amen. But thank God I was able to get away from that. But I'm trying to tell you here. Hey, amen. It's a dangerous time. We're working in one of the most dangerous hours that's ever been known. Hey, amen. To the church. But that doesn't mean we got the convenience to sit down and quit. We must work. We must work. Amen. You realize a lot of times the reason people are having to work late at night is because they've sat around during the daytime. Huh? Amen. But work must be done. There was a man by the name of Jacob. He had been away from home for years. And the Lord spoke to him and said, go home. He started home, and as he started home, amen, he got the word that his brother Esau was coming to meet him with 400 men. Amen. It was a serious time. The last time he had seen Esau, amen, the threat was from Esau, I'll kill him. As soon as our father dies, I'll kill him. He had fled for his life, been gone for years now. He comes home and he still remembers, hey man, the anger that is in the heart of his brother. Hey man, so you know the story. He comes in and that night Jacob has prayed. Hey man, but somehow Jacob realized, hey man, I haven't gotten through. I haven't prayed that prayer that I need to pray. Haven't felt that touch from God that I need to feel. Hey man, so he takes his servants, hey man, and one over this herd and this and over that herd and sends them out. Offer gifts, amen, to Esau, trying to appease him, turn away his anger, but something inside let him know, amen, it's going to take more than that. Amen, it's going to take, let me tell you something, we're living in an hour, it'll take more from the church, amen, than just buying something to give somebody, amen, just offering them something, just paying somebody's light bill, somebody's phone bill. It'll take a move of God, it'll take a sovereign move of the Holy Ghost to really get the work done. Finally, late that night, amen, Jacob takes his wives and children, amen, and sends them over the brook, amen. And as they go out, Jacob crosses the brook alone and starts praying. He wrestles an angel that night. It's nighttime. He wrestles all night long, amen. And way in the wee hours of the morning, that angel said, let me go. He said, I will not let you go until you bless me. Amen. I cannot afford to let this night pass without getting help from God. That's what, do you realize where we are? Amen. I don't know what's coming. I don't know what's next. Neither do you. Amen. Only thing I know is, amen, according to this Bible, evil men and seducers would wax worse and worse. Amen. All I know is if we don't get a hold of God in this darkness, amen, we're going to perish. Amen. The disciples were out with the Lord. Amen. On that storm that night. Amen. The storm came up. They thought they were going to perish. The waves, amen, were tumbling into the ship. It was about full. Amen. But Jesus got up and rebuked the storm. Another night they were out. Amen. They saw, amen, him pass by. Thought it was a spirit. And they cried out. Amen. He said, amen, be of good cheer. It is I. I'm trying to tell you, he'll show up in the darkness. He'll show up in the night. But what we need is some people that be willing to punch in at night. Come on here now. Punch in and do a little night work. Amen. Amen. Jesus was headed to Jerusalem. He'd got to Jerusalem. He was headed to the cross. It was almost time. And that load began to settle on him. Amen. The load of sin, our sin. Amen. The reality that within just a few hours from now, they'll nail me to that cross. And he went out that night. They were in that upper room. They had had that supper. They had washed feet. And they had sung a hymn. And they went out. And they went to the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus sat the disciples down and he went a little farther in the darkness. And he began to pray. Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. I'd sure like to see this thing blow over. I'd like to see it just pass some other way. But nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Not my will, but thy will be done. Somewhere in that darkness, as he prayed, amen, prayed, being, and the Bible said, in an agony, amen, he prayed into his, amen, his sweat became as great drops of blood, amen, searching, seeking, feeling after God, amen, till finally, amen, he knew he had the answer. He knew he had it, amen. He got up, amen, and made his way to the cross. I'm trying to tell you, amen, in the nighttime, amen, you might find an answer, but you've got to burn some midnight oil. You've got to be willing, amen, to get out of the bed. Come on, help me preach here. You've got to be willing to suffer a little inconvenience. It's night, amen, and it's coming. Hallelujah. Working nights, amen, can be very dangerous. Amen. I'm telling you, I've worked all night long. And about the break of day, it's really hard. You're tired, and something about that sun breaking through. I've drove all night long at times, amen, trying to get to the next meeting. And there's something about that sun breaking through. Whew. Amen. It's tiring. But I'm telling you something tonight, at times, it's got to be done. Would you stand with me tonight? My dad told me a story years ago of one of his cousins that I had the privilege of meeting a few times as I was growing up. He was a truck driver. Billy, I think one had his name, Sister Vicky. And he was a truck driver. He told the story, he said, and I forgot what city it was, but it was in one of the northern cities. He had a load on his truck, and he pulled in the wee hours of the morning and found it ain't like it is now. I mean, there's places open all the time now, but back then, I mean, every now and then, there might be a 24-hour cafe. There weren't no waffle houses and all back in that time, I don't guess. But he said as he pulls up in that little place, found a little restaurant just down the street, so he parked the truck on a vacant lot and got out and walked about a block or so to the little restaurant there. Went in, got something to eat, and sat down. And he said while he was eating, he noticed a couple guys over there kept looking at him. And he said he got up finally to pay for his food and was going to go back to the truck. And you got to understand now, no cell phones, huh? Hey, man, no, none of that nonsense back then. He reached in his pocket, and I think the only thing he had was a big bill. I don't know what it was, but anyhow, he hated to bring it out, but that's all he had. He got his food paid for, got his change, stuck it in his pocket, and he hit the door. And by the time he walked out the door, he heard the door. Those two guys stepped right out behind him. He said he kept walking a little faster. He could hear them walking a little faster. Finally, he made into a run, got to his truck, and jumped in and slammed the door just in time. He said he had, I don't know if it was a pistol. I think it was a billy stick. And he told them, amen, as they were like thieves would do, you know, at the windows, amen, trying to get in. And I think he finally told him, he said, I can't get both of you, he said, but I'll get the first one. Huh? It's night, it's dark, it's dangerous. He's working. Finally, he said, about that time, lights come through. It was a cop cruiser. And those guys scattered. They pulled up to the truck, and he told them what had happened. And they said, well, listen, they said, just keep your doors locked.
get on back in your bunker and go to sleep. We'll keep an eye on you. And he laid down, and he said, after he laid down, he said, just every little bit before he finally dozed off, he could see those lights flashing by, and he knew everything was all right. You know what the world really wants to see out of the church? It's not a church that would agree with them. They want to see a church be a church. Stand for truth. Stand for righteousness. Stand for purity. Stand for holiness. Amen. So they'll know if I ever get tired of this, there's something I can come to. The church is supposed to be, Jesus said, amen, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. You know what he said about us? He said, ye are the light of the world. You're the light of the world. It's dark. And all the world needs out of us is a light. A light shining, a bright light. Amen. And though they may not ever come, amen, there's still a bit of comfort in that. That light. Amen. But we've got to work some nights. It's not easy. It's hard. I'd rather be home in bed, hadn't you? Amen. There's times, amen, I've been troubled in my heart. Amen. Things just burden my soul. I was tired. Brother James, I'd like to have been in bed sleeping. But I knew I had to pray. And I walked the floors. Wee hours of the morning praying, trying to get a hold of God because the night has fallen. Amen. How many tonight? And I'm not just going to ask you as individuals, amen, but I'm telling you what we need. We need some night workers. We need some people that will forget the convenience and just be willing to do what's got to be done before this thing ends. Amen. Let's come tonight, find us a place to pray.